Welcome back to another episode of Prince to King. I am your host, Dylan Roos, and I empower young men to find their power, passion, and purpose. Today, we are going to be talking about the balance between heart and backbone and the importance of getting this balance as right as we possibly can. We're not going to get it perfect, but if we can balance these two things out, okay? So what I see in the men's space, the red pill space, is that they focus solely on toughness, toughing it out, grit, push through, push through, push through. This is important. I don't want to detract from that message. It is an important message. However, inclusive of toughness is being tough enough, brave enough, strong enough to step into our hearts, into vulnerability. Okay? Steve Bidoff, child psychologist, who's done a lot of work with men and boys, talks about the balance between backbone and heart. And it's such a crucial balance that I see so many men get wrong. We focus either on real toughness and just grit and no heart. And what that leads to is a lack of empathy, kindness, and compassion in the way that we communicate, particularly with women, particularly with our partners or our mums and our friends and the people around us. It reflects a lack of love, kindness, compassion that we have for ourselves and highlights that internal relationship that is really struggling. And the other side, we see men now in the younger generations focusing solely on heart, focusing solely on being vulnerable in feelings and emotions, and they lack a lot of grit. They lack a lot of backbone. You know, you sneeze near them and they faint. They watch something scary online or someone says something mean to them and they just collapse in a depressed, anxiety-induced episode. And that's not good either. Also, for these guys over here that are struggling in the feelings aspect, they need to adopt more toughness and strength and grit and go, hey, I'm a man. Life's difficult. There are challenges that I'm going to go through. And I need to face those challenges head on. I can't shy away from them. I can't stay in my comfort zone. I can't be Peter the peasant. I got to step into Tim the king, right? So that is the difficulty now that you young men face, is that it's kind of like one or the other when you look out into the world. Well, do I want to be strong? Do I want to be kind of weak? However, if we can look at it and extract from the two things, extract from the red pill, bro, extract from woke Walter, right? You'll hear me use this language more and more. Then we can start to develop healthy masculinity, which recognizes that emotions are a part of being a human being. And just because we're men doesn't mean that we're not human beings, okay? And we can go through life associating, connecting with our emotions in a masculine way. In a masculine way. It doesn't have to be that extreme example that I gave earlier. So we get toughness wrong in that we don't talk about how tough you have to be in order to sit with your emotions, in order to, at the end of the day, get into bed at a reasonable hour, 8, 9 o'clock, close your eyes and actually peacefully fall asleep. How many of you can do that? How many of you can just go, okay, it's time for bed, have a shower, brush my teeth, get into bed, read a book for 10 minutes, lights off, and just peacefully go to sleep? It is so rare. Why? Because we are petrified. We are so scared of sitting in our emotions that we have to scroll until we pass out. We have to get that new porn video up for the 15th time this week, and we have to rub one out before passing out. Okay, we have to text that girl, tell her to come over so that we don't fall asleep alone, right? We got to spend all our time playing video games with our friends until we pass out in bed or get so tired that we have to jump off. We're numbing ourselves to our experience because we are afraid. We are petrified of sitting in our emotions. And that is not the definition of a strong man. That is the definition of a weak man, of a coward. If you cannot sit in your own emotions, that is not the sign of strength. If you cannot sit with the emotions of your partner, that is not the sign of strength. That is not the masculinity that we as a society and we as men should be striving towards. We must conquer our own demons. We must conquer our own internal battles. We must sit with our emotions, our peace, our health, our success, our masculinity depends on it. And as a result of that, society depends on it. So feeling into our emotions is the hallmark of a strong man. And you can see that when you meet a healthy, masculine man that has done the internal work, that has sat with his emotions, you can tell immediately his whole aura, his whole energy, everything about him is different because he's done the internal work. And you never look at that man and think, geez, what a pussy. Wow, he's weak. Never, never, because it requires so much strength to be able to do that. So as we step into our heart and we do that bravely and courageously, we start to build on emotional intelligence, on our own emotional intelligence. And this is crucial if we want relationships in our lives, if we want healthy relationships in our lives. Okay? One of the most common themes that I hear spoken about is don't open up to your woman, don't share with your woman. She doesn't want to hear about your problems, kings. Keep going, share with your brothers, right? There is a lot of truth to this. There is a lot of truth to those statements around sharing with your brothers, having a brotherhood that you can go to and collapse into and have that those masculine brothers hold you through that, give solution, give support, have understanding and empathy. However, men, you are cutting yourselves off from a beautiful relationship with your partner by not allowing her access to your heart. When you cut your partner off from your heart, you are jumping on the fast lane to the end of that relationship, because women now, today, they need access to your heart now. They're demanding it. They're no longer settling for the man of the 40s, 50s, and 60s who was all backbone and no heart. So we can sit here and we can complain and we can cry and we can outsource our power to women, or we can say, you know what? I see how masculinity is shifting, and I see how the definition of a healthy male is changing. Now, as I said, you will hear me preach traditional values until the cows come home on this podcast. I'm a big believer in traditional values. However, we need to recognize that we no longer can be disconnected from our hearts. We have to, as modern men, get connected to our hearts now, okay? We can still do this in a masculine way. It is really important that we do it in a masculine way. So when we do share with our partners, there's still safety and security in our shares. There's still safety and security in our relationship. They still feel safe and secure. In fact, it'll help them feel safe and secure when done appropriately, when done correctly. So it's really important in building relationships that we rely upon our emotional intelligence, not our backbone, not our grit, okay? So this is how we start to redefine what it means to be a man in today's world, and why I think that we get this toughness piece so wrong in so many different conversations. Because it's not just about being tough, 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 tough. And if we want to think it's all about being tough, well, guess what? As I mentioned earlier, it's the tough man who sits with his emotions and sits with his heart and can sit with other people's emotions and other people's hearts. Okay? So how do we start this practice? How do we start to become more resilient? How do we start to become more heart-led? Resilience, do difficult things. Pretty simple, do difficult things. The simplest one, if you're really wondering how to get practical, go work out, go join a gym, go start jiu-jitsu, go do difficult things, exercise your fitness. That will be a great starting point for you. If you're already doing that, then great. Just keep stepping out of your comfort zone in different areas of your life. Ask yourself, where am I afraid? Where am I experiencing fear? Where do I not want to go? And oftentimes, that is exactly where you need to go. In order to step into your heart and empathy more, this is a difficult practice. This is a lot easier said on a podcast than what it will actually be for you, especially if you've been cutting yourself off from this piece, especially if you've been cutting yourself off from this piece for 30 years. Speaking from experience here, we need to stop thinking our way around our feelings. The analogy that I've started to use is, for men, it's like we're in a zoo and we're observing the animals, and the animals are our emotions. And we think that that is feeling. Oh yeah, no, I recognize that I'm sad, and I recognize that I'm sad because of this. And when you start to do the work, you start to use terms like that was my trigger, and this is my wound, and I understand that this happened. Cool. We're still in a zoo looking at our emotions. We're not feeling them. We need to get in the cage with the beast. We need to get in the cage with the lion. We need to get in the enclosure with the bear. And we need to start to wrestle with our emotions. We need to start to sit with them and talk to them and feel them and actually feel them, not just witness them and go, okay, I'm sad. I can see that I'm sad. It's like, no, we need to actually experience sadness. We need to actually experience anger. We need to actually experience the full range of our emotions. And we do this by not labeling them good or bad. Because if I label anger as bad, that's a bad emotion. And society tells men all the time that anger is a bad emotion. It's not. It is the reaction to our anger that can lead to negative consequences or bad consequences. But if I have a healthy relationship with my anger, I understand it. I understand that my anger is trying to tell me something. Someone's crossed a boundary that I have, right? And I need to healthily identify that and be able to communicate that. But if I'm too scared to get in touch with my emotions, I'm either going to become really reactive, anger that's explosive, or I'm going to become really repressed anger that I never let out until it becomes explosive. And that explosion is 10 times bigger than the person who's just immediately reactive. We need to sit in the middle, which is like, oh, I recognize I'm really angry right now. Huh, that's interesting. Why am I angry? Oh, I'm angry because you said this thing and actually that hurt me. So I'm not angry, I'm actually hurt. But my anger is masking my hurt because I'm a man and I don't like feeling hurt. But I don't mind feeling anger. Anger is empowering. Anger is an empowering emotion. Sadness and hurt and pain, that's a disempowering emotion. So I don't like feeling that. So anger is going to mask a lot of other emotions for us as men. I'm hurt. I'm frustrated. I'm in pain. I'm sad. Okay? And when we can recognize, oh, I'm sad because what you said just hurt me, and then I can communicate that healthily. Hey, man, I don't appreciate the way that you spoke to me that way. Do not speak to me that way. Nothing feminine about that, boys. Okay? Nothing feminine about holding boundaries. Don't get brainwashed into thinking that your emotions need to be switched off, because it's from our emotions that we find our needs and our own desires, and we can then move through the world in a much more purpose-driven and aligned way to our values. So that's how we can be more resilient, and that's how we can be more heart-led. Connect, feel, become. Don't become the observer, feel into it. Then once you've felt it, you can start to think your way through it. Okay, I need to shift my mindset, be more grateful. I need to develop a gratitude practice here. Okay, I'm in a slump. Maybe I'm feeling my emotions too much. Maybe I'm trying to numb my emotions and I'm not actually experiencing the full weight, because if I experience the full weight, then I could let them go. Right? This is a complicated topic. All right. And we do a lot of this work in the Prince to King mentorship that I have. So reach out to me. Let's get you a coach. Let's get you a mentor. Young men, start to work on yourself. Start to see this as a good thing. Stop trying to play cool or think that you're better than other people. You're not. You're not cool. You're not better than other people. You're a young man with deficiencies. And unless you work on these deficiencies, and unless you have a mentor who can help you work on these deficiencies, you will stay the same. You will turn 30 and you'll still be 15 inside. Okay? So make sure that you are working on yourself. Make sure that you get a coach and a mentor. Even if it's not through Prince to King, find coaches and mentors. Find men that you look up to. And work with them. Ask them for advice. Find your brotherhood. All right? It is the most important work that you could be doing. If you found this podcast useful, please subscribe, leave a view. I think it takes 60 seconds. The more people I'm able to reach, the bigger this brotherhood will grow. And as always, Young Kings, sending you love and strength.